Much of Wednesday's questioning centered on the corporate structure of El Faro operator Tote Services. Company President Philip Green says not all totes are the same.
Tote Services is an independent, standalone company, and while it has the brand name Tote, our sister company, which they are, is a third-party client within the clientele that we manage vessels for.
Green says his company managed the crew of the El Faro, but a separate company called Tote Maritime Puerto Rico owned the ship. Jacksonville Maritime attorney Rod Sullivan says that fragmentation makes it difficult to assign blame for the deaths of 33 crew members.
Basically, what they're saying is that they've split up the functions of Tote into all these corporate entities. But then he goes and says, but we all share the same office and an open office concept. None of us have desks, and we all sit next to each other. So the reality is that Tote is one company that their lawyers have divided up into a lot of smaller companies for liability purposes.
Sullivan says that strategy helps bolster Tote's case that El Faro's captain was responsible for not rerouting.
They're trying to say that it was all Captain Davidson's responsibility. And of course, Captain Davidson is deceased, so he can't defend himself.
But a lawyer for Davidson's widow was at the hearing and asked Tote representatives about her late husband's performance. Ryan Bank, WJCT News.